今天证道的经文是路加福音24章13到15节。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说：你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说：你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说：什么事呢？他们就说：是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。祭司长和我们的官府竟把他卸去，定了死罪，定死在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这是成就，现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说：无知的人哪，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说：时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说：在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说：主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。这是神的话语，阿们。
It is our pleasure to welcome David and Susanna Nacho from Canadian Baptist Ministries.
我们今天非常荣幸邀请到了加拿大浸信会的 David 牧师，还有他的太太 Susanna。
David and Susanna serve in the area of leadership formation and theological education in Latin America.
David 和 Susanna 他们现在的事工是在拉丁美洲从事带领者培训和神学教育。
Based in Costa Rica, they teach at the Center for Interdisciplinary Theological Studies, or SETI.
以哥斯达黎加为基地，他们现在是在跨学科神学教育中心工作，那个机构也就是简称 SETI.
David is academic dean and professor.
David 牧师既是教授，也是那里的系主任。
He teaches courses including church life,Narrative theology and biblical wisdom and popular culture.
他教授的课程包括教会生活、叙述神学、圣经智慧与当代流行文化等等。
The goal is to strengthen the capacity of local churches, leaders, pastors, and professionals.
他的教学目标是为了装备当地的教会领袖，培养同工。
Susanna teaches a course on spirituality and discernment.
她的太太 Susanna 教授的课程是灵性洞察力。
And the goal overall is to equip students from many walks of life to build bridges between their faith and life in order to see the transformation of their families, churches, work, and society.
他们的教学目标就是装备学生从生活的各个方面搭建生活到信仰的桥梁, 从而为家庭、教会、工作甚至整个社会带来改变。
David and Susanna are among CBM's longest-serving global field staff.
David牧师和他的太太是加拿大浸信会的长期国际差派人员。
They have worked with CBM for over 12 years.
他们已经为加拿大浸信会工作了12年。
They have worked in El Salvador, Argentina, Bolivia, and Costa Rica.
他们曾经在萨尔瓦多、阿根廷、玻利维亚还有哥斯达黎加工作过。
And they have three young children, Sophia, Andres, and Ana Laura.
他们现在有三个非常可爱的孩子，分别是 Sophia, Andres, 还有 Ana Laura。
And we welcome all of you today.
我们非常感谢你们今天能够来到这里。
David, I invite you to come up to the front here and we will pray for you.
现在请David牧师上前来，我们一起为你祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you call us to serve you. We thank you, Lord, that you give us your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for David and Susanna and their family. And we ask for your Spirit's blessing upon the words that you have given to David to share this morning. May they warm our hearts and draw us closer to Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
早安各位。
It is a great privilege to be sharing from the Lord's gospel with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天能够有机会来到这里为你们讲道。
How many of you have heard this story before? Raise your hands.
你们中间有多少已经听过刚才经文里面的那个故事，请举手。
Quite a few. The majority, it seems.
看来大部分人都已经听过了。It
is one of the most beloved stories from the Bible, isn't it?
这是最受欢迎的圣经故事之一，对不对？
Children learn it in Sunday school.
这也是主日学里面经常拿来教导小孩子的一个故事。It
captures our imaginations long after childhood years.
即使我们已经长大成人了，这个故事也一直激励着我们的想象力。It
actually inspires paintings, sermons, poems, and songs.
这个故事事实上为无数的绘画作品、讲道、诗歌赋予了灵感。Have
you ever thought why this is such a powerful story?
可是你们有没有想过，为什么这个圣经故事是这么的有影响力呢？
I think it is because it is a beautiful image of what being a Christian is all about.
我认为是因为这个故事向我们展现了一个非常美丽的画面，就是作为基督徒究竟意味着什么。Think
back about your life, all your life as a Christian.
请想一想，自从你们信主以来，你们生活当中所经历过的。You
will probably recognize a great deal of your own experience in this story.
你一定可以从自己过往的经历当中感受到很多相同的地方。It
begins with a slow, sad dismay at the failure of human hopes.
这个故事一开始的基调是非常忧伤、沮丧的，在人看来，所有的希望已经破灭了。Have
your hopes ever been shattered?
你们有没有经历过希望被破灭的时候？
Then it shows us the turning to someone who might or might not help.
然后他又告诉我们，通常在这种情况下，我们人总是会尝试着向不同的人去寻找帮助。
Then the story shows the discovery that in a scripture, unexpected, there lay keys for understanding the truth of the gospel.
然后常常在不经意中，我们发现其实就在圣经的话语中，就藏着解开我们眼前迷雾困境的钥匙。
And it finishes with a sudden realization of Jesus himself present with us.
这个故事最后结束就是告诉我们有一个非常奇妙的转变，就是当我们眼睛打开，看到主耶稣其实就与我们同在。
Warming our hearts with his truth.
用他带有真理的话语来温暖我们的心。
Showing us himself as bread is broken.
在把饼拨开的时候，他把他自己清楚地显现给我们看。
All this happened while walking just over 11 kilometers.
刚才所讲述的那些事情就是发生在门徒走这11公里的时候。
Which is the distance between Jerusalem and Emmaus.
这11公里就是从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯那个村庄的距离。
Two healthy people can walk that distance between 2.5 and 3 hours.
通常这么长的路程对于普通成年人来说大概需要走2.5小时。
A lot can happen in 2.5 hours.
就这2.5小时里面很多事情可以发生。
I want you to notice that they ran back to Jerusalem after they had the encounter with Jesus. Remember that.
你们要留意经文的最后说到这两个门徒立刻起身回到耶路撒冷。
That is 11 kilometers one way, 11 kilometers the other way. That's 22 kilometers.
这样就是来回各11公里，总共就是22公里的路程。
That's just over half a marathon.
这就相当于差不多一个半程马拉松的距离。
For any of you who might run,
你们当中有没有谁也是跑步的？
This is an interesting piece of information.
这是一个非常有意思的信息。
Back in October, I spent 1 month in England.
在刚刚的十月份，我正好在英国待了一个月。
And I had the opportunity to run the Oxford Half Marathon, 21.5 kilometers.
所以我正好有机会参加了在牛津的半程马拉松比赛，就是正好21公里。
So that is the first thing, the distance is the first thing I noticed when I was studying this passage.
所以当我在准备这段经文的时候，我突然就留意到了这个路程距离。
Running the Oxford Half Marathon for me was an unforgettable experience for which I'm still very grateful.
我很感恩我有机会参加这一次在牛津的半程马拉松，因为它给我留下了难忘的经历。
I did it in about 2.5 hours.
我大概跑了2.5小时。
Many things happened before and during the race.
在比赛前还有比赛中，很多事情都发生了。
Please allow me to tell you a little bit of what happened that day.
请允许我在这里简单的和大家分享一下。
I had trained for several weeks for this event.
为了这个马拉松比赛，我辛苦准备了好几个礼拜。
But 7 days before the race, I injured my right knee.
可是，在比赛前7天，我很不幸的弄伤了我右边的膝盖。
Now I know that I got injured because I didn't train properly. I didn't stretch my body properly.
我现在知道我为什么弄伤了自己，是因为我在训练之前没有做足够的拉伸。
I couldn't run.
我当时没有办法跑步了。
As the days went by, the knee was healing slowly.
比赛的日子一天一天临近，但是我的膝盖却恢复得很慢。
So the advice of experienced runners was that I should not risk a more serious injury.
所以当时有一个很有经验的马拉松跑者就建议我不要勉强参加了，免得造成更严重的伤害。
I really wanted to run. I had trained so hard, but I didn't want to act foolishly.
可是我真的很想参加这次比赛，因为我准备了好久，但是我又不想做无谓的冒险。
During that week, I felt supported by many friends in prayer.
在那个星期，教会很多的朋友都用祷告来帮助我，鼓励我。
I felt a little bit silly asking people to pray for me for such a mundane thing.
其实当时我觉得有点不好意思让大家为我能够重新跑步而祷告。
You know, to run a race, I thought it's not an important thing.
因为我觉得只是参加马拉松比赛不是一个很重要的事情。
But then I heard the words of a wise man who said,
但是这时我听到一个很有智慧的弟兄跟我说，
The church is more the church every time you ask someone to pray for you.
他说，教会不仅仅是个教会，你会感受到他温暖的爱，当你叫弟兄姐妹彼此为你祷告扶持的时候。
So I started asking everybody to pray for me.
所以我就开始叫大家所有人来为我祷告。
The day of the race, I woke up and to my surprise,The knee did not hurt.
比赛当天早上我醒来，惊喜地发现我的膝盖竟然不痛了。
I thought it's a miracle.
我对自己说，哇，真是个神迹啊。
So I decided to show up to see what happened.
所以我决定还是去到马拉松赛场，然后看情况而定。
However, at the start line, my knee started to bother me again.
可是当我走到了起跑线的时候，我的膝盖又开始不舒服了。
Oh, with great sadness, I realized that I was not going to be able to run.
我当时非常难过，想，哎，看来今天注定是跑不了了。
I wanted to leave, but I realized that there were thousands, literally thousands of people around me, so I couldn't leave.
其实我当时是想走，但是那时候有数千名的跑者在我周围，我被挤在当中也走不了了。
I had to start the race.
所以我想，那就跟着一起跑吧。
So,I decided to run very, very slowly.
所以我就想说，那我就慢慢地跑。
I thought, as soon as my knee goes from bothersome to painful, I will stop.
我想我就慢慢跑，一直跑到我的膝盖开始痛了，那我就停下来了。
So I started almost walking, but running very slowly.
所以我就开始慢慢跑，其实比走快不了多少。
The atmosphere in Oxford was like a big city-wide party.
当时在赛场整个气氛是非常欢乐热闹的。
The whole city was on the street. Was on the streets.
整个城市的人都出来到街上为我们欢呼。
There were live bands. Many families cheered us on the road.
那里有乐队在现场表演，很多家庭一家老小都出来。
And the children.On the sidewalks, would get very happy when the runners would high-five them.
小孩子伸出小手，纷纷的要跟跑过的跑者一起击掌。
So I tried to high-five as many kids as I could.
所以我也跟很多小孩子击掌。
As I kept going,
就在我跑的时候
，I started to pay attention to the people who were running around me.
我开始留意在我身边的其他参赛者。
Some were very young.
有一些很年轻。
Others were close to 80.
但是也有一些差不多看上去快80岁的老人了。
But they were still passing me.
可是那些老人跑得比我还快。
Some ran for very important, very noble causes.
他们其实很多人是带着非常重要有意义的目的而来的。
Such as care of creation.
就好像有一些是为了保护环境而跑。
Others ran for friends who were fighting against cancer.
有一些是为了支持正在与癌症搏斗的朋友而跑。
It touched my heart. It moved me to the core to run next to parents who were there running in memory of children they had lost.
我身边有一对年轻的父母，我被他们特别的打动了，因为他们是为自己刚刚失去的小孩子而跑。
I felt very honored to be on that race with these people, even though I didn't know them.
即使我不认识这些人，但是我觉得很荣幸可以和大家一起来参加这个比赛。
At that point, I began to think that we all walk in the race of life with things that hurt us.
所以我意识到，我们每个人其实都带着自己的伤痛、脆弱，努力地在生活的道路上前行。
Sometimes in our bodies, sometimes in our souls.
有时候这个伤痛是我们身体上的，有时候是心灵上的。
Sometimes those injuries are our fault, like in my case, and sometimes they are the fault of other people.
那些伤痛有时候是我们自己不小心造成的，但是也有很多时候是其他人造成的。
But also, we run this race with hopes and wishes for ourselves.
但是我们还是来到这里跑步，为了我们的理想、希望，为了我们所爱的人。
Or for our loved ones, or for our communities.
就是为我们周围所爱的人，我们所爱的家和社区。
After about 10 kilometers, we left the city.
跑了大概十公里以后，我们离开了市区。
A very big change happened.
路上的情况就非常不一样了。
When we left the city, there were no more crowds.
当我们离开城市的时候，街上就不再有欢呼的人群了。
Just a few runners close to me.
只有很少的几个跑者在我身边。
The sound of the families and children cheering us on, and the live bands was replaced by the sound of my breathing.
加油声、音乐声被我自己沉重的呼吸还有脚步声所取代。
My slow running.
我跑得很慢很慢。
The group with which I should have kept the pace had left me behind a long time ago.
刚刚开始和我一起跑的那一群人已经远远地在前面了。
I was running by myself.
我就自己一个人在那边慢慢跑。
I felt sad for not being able to run the race the way I had dreamt of doing it.
我当时非常沮丧，因为我没有办法按照我预期的节奏和速度来跑。
But as we kept running, we came to a small town.And there I saw a couple of churches.
但是我接着向前行的时候来到一个小镇，我看到那边有几个教会。
These churches had got out of the sanctuary and come out to the street to play music.
这些教会里的人走出了他们的建筑，然后来到路边为我们唱歌欢呼。
I love the idea of a church that behaves like a good neighbor.
我觉得教会这样积极参与到当地的活动是非常好的。
Participating in the life of the city.
来融入社区，这是非常好的。
This renewed my energy in the race.
当我想到这一点的时候，我觉得我的精神和体力又好像重新回来了。
When I reached the 14th kilometer,
当我跑完14公里的时候
I decided to walk because my knee was bothering me more.
我决定开始用走的，因为我的膝盖真的开始很痛了。
However,
但是
I realized that if I took long steps, my knee didn't hurt.
但是我走的时候发现，如果我把步伐拉大，我的膝盖反而会不痛。
So I thought, running fast takes long steps, so maybe I'll run fast.
所以我想，快跑的时候我需要拉大步伐，说不定那样子的话，我的膝盖反而会不痛。
I started running at full speed.
所以在那个时候我就开始全速向前跑。
I couldn't believe it.
我真的是不敢相信。
Most people move very slowly at this stage in the race because they're tired.
大部分的参赛者在这个时候已经跑得很慢，因为他们已经很累了。
But I had started so slow that I wasn't that tired.
但是因为我前半段跑得很慢，所以我还没有那么累。
So I actually beat my personal records for 5 kilometers and 10 kilometers in the last part of the race.
所以在后半程我打破了自己个人的一公里和五公里记录。
I heard some people saying he must be cheating.
我听到有人说他怎么这么快，是不是作弊了？
But I wasn't.
但是我没有。
We went back to Oxford. And I began to hear children shouting my name.
我又跑回了牛津城，我开始听到小孩子喊叫着我的名字。
All the runners had to write our names in these tags, right?
因为每一个参赛者都要把他们的名字挂在胸前。
So, but that time, instead of writing David, I wrote Nacho.
所以当时我写了我的姓 Nacho 在上面。
So the children like saying, "Go Nacho, go!"
所以小孩子都在那边说，快快加油 Nacho!
I crossed the finish line. I could not believe it.
我一鼓作气冲过终点，我自己都不敢相信。
I finished the race.
我跑完了。
And I wanted to cry because it was all grace, like in life.
我当时忍不住哭了，因为这真的全部依靠神的恩典，就好像生活当中处处都是靠神的恩典。
Like I told you, all this happened in about 2.5 hours.
我刚刚已经说了，所有的这些事情就是发生在两个半小时内。
A lot can happen in 2.5 hours.
在这段时间里，可以发生很多事情。
The distance between Jerusalem and Emmaus.
从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的距离。
Why don't we look at what happened during that walk.
让我们再仔细看一下，在走这段路程的时候，到底发生了什么。
Let's look at the emotions.
让我们先看一下这个故事里面带来的那种感情的基调。
First, there is sorrow.
一开始是非常悲伤的。
Their master, he who had called them friends, was dead.
门徒的夫子就是那些叫门徒为朋友的人已经死了。
But then there was also suspense.
但是又有悬念。
Who is this person approaching us?
这个走过来跟他们讲话的这个人是谁呢？
God prevented the two disciples from recognizing Jesus.
神当时糊住了两个门徒的眼睛，所以他们没有立刻认出他来。
It seems like God like suspense in our lives sometimes.
看起来似乎神有时候就是喜欢在我们生活中制造一点悬念。
And then there was puzzlement or confusion.
接着就是迷惑、困惑。
The disciples said, "We hear stories and testimonies, not from the women, but we don't know what to believe."
门徒说，我们听到妇女讲的很多见证。但是我们不知道到底要不要相信他们。
And then there is the slow, gradual dawning of light.
然后接着整件事情就逐渐开始明朗。
In verse 27,
就是在第二十七节的时候。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所照着他写的，他都给他们讲解明白了。
That is probably the best Bible study in the history of the world. Imagine that, 2.5 hours, Jesus explaining to you from Moses to the prophets, all about him.
这大概是历史上所记录的最好的查经班了。你想象一下，整整两个半小时，主耶稣亲自来向你讲解圣经，从摩西到先知书。
And then in the second half,
接着第下半段
，Jesus' unexpected actions.
耶稣做了一个意想不到的举动。
Sitting down at the table, breaking the bread, generates another set of emotions.
耶稣坐下来，在桌边拨开饼，从而引发了一起新的、意想不到的情感。
First, astonished recognition, hearts become alive.
门徒惊喜地发现，原来这是主耶稣啊！他们的心灵立刻就活起来了。
And then, a flurry of excitement and activity, they run the 11 kilometers back to Jerusalem.
因为太过兴奋，所以门徒们立刻起身跑回耶路撒冷。
11, half a marathon.
十一公里去，十一公里回来，所以他们相当于一天里面跑了一个半程马拉松。
Now that we have seen the disciples' emotions and reactions, let us focus our eyes on Jesus.
我们刚刚看了门徒们的反应，接下来让我们看一下主耶稣是怎么做的。
First of all, notice this. Jesus comes closer.
首先请注意到是主耶稣他自己亲自来就近我们。
He didn't stop them on the road, or he didn't make them fall off a donkey like with Paul.
他没有在路上停止他们，也没有让他们像保罗那样子跌倒在地。
He meets them on the road and starts walking at their pace.
他而是在路上来见他们，然后按照他们本来的速度与他们一起走。
In the same direction, even.
跟他们走同样的方向，陪着他们。
Second, Jesus begins by asking a question.
第二点就是主耶稣开始问他们一个问题。
He asks, "What are you talking about?"
他问他们，你们在彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
What's in your minds? What's in your hearts?
你们的头脑里、心里面在想什么呢？
Only after then, Jesus begins to teach from the Bible.
问完以后，耶稣开始把经上的话开始讲解给他们。
And finally, the fourth action, Jesus breaks bread with them.
最后一个举动就是耶稣拿起饼来拨开了。
I love this story of Emmaus every time I read it, more and more.
我非常非常喜欢这个故事。
Because it shows us that hearing and living out the gospel is not only an intellectual experience.
因为它告诉我们，听道行道不仅仅是停留在头脑的知识层面上。
Remember, they had the best Bible study.
你要知道，他们刚刚有了一个最好的查经。
But living out the gospel, receiving the gospel, involves the body.
但是把福音真正的活出来，我们是要把整个身体都要交托出去。
You have to be on the road.
你必须要行道。
It involves the emotions.
它也关乎我们整个情感。
It has to do with hospitality, sitting at the table.
我们要热情待客。
And breaking bread.
我们也要参加擘饼聚会。
To finish this reflection.
最后结束讲道之前。
I want to encourage you to walk, to run the race of the Christian life.
我想鼓励大家勇敢地行道，和其他基督徒一起奔跑这个天路。
And as you walk, ask yourselves.
当你走这个天路的时候，你也要问自己。
What are the injuries I carry? Where's the suspense? What are the anxieties that I bring?
我走这段路程的时候，我自己是带着什么样的伤痛呢？有没有带着焦虑不安的情绪呢？
And as we walk the race or the path,
当我们在走这段路程的时候，
My prayer is that we may have eyes to see Jesus coming to walk alongside us.
我祷告我们每一个人都能够打开眼睛，看到主耶稣基督正在与我们同行。
May the Father grant us the grace to see Jesus, but also to be Jesus.
愿天父赐给我们恩典和力量，能够看到主耶稣，我们也能够有主耶稣基督的样式。
To those who need encouragement on the road, to those who might be injured on the road.
去安慰鼓励那些需要安慰的人，去帮助那些受伤的人。
That's what the Christian life is all about.
这就是作为基督徒真正的意义。
Amen.
Amen.